Welcome to The Bulldog Bark, a student podcast from Prairie Valley. In each episode, we interview students about what's going on at our school and what matters to them. Let's jump in.
Good morning, guys. We're here with Ms. Bame and Emma Buck, and we're going to talk about the art program. Ms. Bame, when did the art program begin here at Prairie Valley?
Last school year, 2024-2025.
Okay, how's it been in that time period? How has it been for you?
Oh, it's been so much fun. Yeah. Of course, I love teaching art, so it's been great to teach all grades, 3K all the way through high school.
That's a lot. That is a lot. That's got to be some pressure on you.
A little bit. It's okay, though.
Good. So what is your experience in art?
Well, how much do you want to know?
As much as you'll tell us.
So
give us a little brief.
So my experience really with art started back in high school. I went to Gainesville High School and took art probably really starting my sophomore year in high school. And I realized early on that art kind of came easy to me. And I knew by the end of the, by the time I graduated that I wanted to teach art. So I looked for art programs in Texas, and I ended up going to TCU in Fort Worth, and I received my Bachelor of Fine Arts in art education with an emphasis on painting, and I had so many, really fun teaching opportunities through that, and I know that prepared me well for the rest of my career. Everything from working at a Boys and Girls Club as the art director. I did worked at TCU Art Camp during the summers, and we did workshops and just all sorts of things. But I graduated in 1993, and I taught 8th and then 9th grade in Crowley ISD. After that, I received a fellowship at the University of North Texas. It's called the Marcus Fellowship, and for 15 months, we studied art education and art museum education. And with that, I got my Master of Arts in art education, and then I decided I wanted to teach elementary art. So I ended up in Plano and taught there for 6 years, and absolutely loved it. But then I needed a little break from the classroom. So fortunately, I was already doing some summer programming at a place called the Art Center of Plano, and was hired there and worked there for about 3 years, and started a multidisciplinary arts program, a summer art camp for low-income kids in Plano, and did that. It's still running today, so I just love that. It makes my heart happy. And from there, I moved to Wisconsin. And my real first job there lasted about 7.5 years, and I served as the director of education and interpretation at the Bergstrom-Mahler Museum of Glass. And that's where I fell in love with glass art. And after that, I wanted to get back into the classroom, and I ended up at Celebration Lutheran School in Appleton, Wisconsin. And I ended up teaching 4K through 8th grade art, and I also taught 3K preschool half day for several of those years. So after that, we moved to Texas, and I'm here now. So there you go.
Well, good. That you seem very experienced, for sure. And I can also see that while I'm in art class. But, Emma, you're in Ms. Bame's art class. How do you, what is it like for you?
It's actually really fun. I love how the fact that she kind of pushes us sometimes, especially for me, because I'd really like to push myself. Mm-hmm. So it's actually nice to have someone push yourself whenever you're doing certain projects. And it's just really fun, and I have a really great time.
Yeah. So, did you have any interest or experience with art before taking Miss Bain's art class?
Yes, I do remember doing out in the Nakano school. Mm-hmm. I believe that we did something like how you make a cardboard sculpture and then you get like newspaper and you dip it into this liquid and you put it on there, you know. And it was actually pretty fun, but not really as fun as this class because she's very interactive, talks to you, makes you go further than what you normally do. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really fun.
Well, cool. Ms. Baim, you mentioned that you teach 3K through 12th grade.
Yes.
That's every grade here that Prairie Valley has. So is it stressful for you having to teach so many different levels of art classes?
I don't know if it's stressful so much as it's busy. I do love being able to teach all levels because, you know, 3-year-olds and fours and kinders and those little ones, they have those aha moments like, oh, wow, look, I did it. And then, you know, pushing those middle school and high schoolers is a whole different thing. But all of those challenges, it makes my job not boring at all.
Yeah, that's cool. Emma, I've seen some of your work in class, just being one of your fellow peers. How has Ms. Baim helped you grow as an artist?
Well, how she helped me a lot was at first I wasn't really good at art, obviously, because I never really got into it. But ever since she came to the school, I was actually able to learn a lot and actually get into art because I used to like not really be into art that much except drawing people, but I was not that good.
Yeah.
And now she actually helps a lot. Not now, but like she helps a lot, and I can actually like ask somebody, Miss Baim, to do different types of details, do different types of shading, texture, and actually make my art pieces, I guess you can kind of say, come to life, but they're not 3D, so. Mm-hmm.
Just make them pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Back to Miss Baim, what challenges have you incurred starting the art program at Prairie Valley?
I guess limited class times, especially for some of the elementary classes, that's always, you know, you get that challenge probably anywhere, but, and then just getting the word out that we now have an art program here at Prairie Valley, which I think is great.
Yeah, that's cool. What are some of your favorite experiences teaching art in Prairie Valley?
Well, this year we started the year. I like to start the year with an all-school mural. And this year I just love what we did. We did Starry Night at Prairie Valley. And this is inspired by Vincent van Gogh's painting, Starry Night. And it's still hanging up in the cafeteria today, and it just makes me smile every time I see it. And last year, we did a project with sixth grade and kindergarten that was so fun. And the kindergartners drew little monsters, and the sixth graders interpreted those monsters and made monster pillows out of them. So they did fiber work and sewing, and the sixth graders loved it, and the kindergartners loved it, and then the sixth graders gave the kindergartners their pillows that they made for them. So those are just a couple of, I could probably think of 1,000 different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for those of you listening, that art mural hanging up in the cafeteria, I am so proud of myself and all of the other students here because it does look so amazing. It's so cool. Emma, what has been your favorite memory in art class this year?
My favorite memory is definitely going to be my Dragon Eye room, which phenomenal. Because I was actually able to use these, what are they called? Prismacolor softcore pencils? Those things are amazing. You can actually blend. You can, like, make different colors with colors. Colors and colors.
Yeah.
And I just had a whole lot of fun, and I can actually, like how people say, lock in doing artwork, because half the time I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So,
I get it. And I've seen that, and that was really cool. That you should be proud of yourself for that one.
Thank you.
Here's a fun little question. What is y'all's favorite medium?
What exactly do you mean by medium, perchance?
Kind of just, what do you art like supply. To use? Yeah, what art supply do you like to use the most?
Probably definitely the Prismacolor pencils.
Okay.
Those are pretty fire.
They are pretty good.
Well, I think one of my favorites is glass.
Mm-hmm.
I love working with glass. I was a painter in college, although I haven't painted recently, but I do love painting.
Mm-hmm.
And printmaking, and there's probably more.
yeah, I glass making does seem pretty interesting. What is your favorite type of artwork to do?
Again, fuse glass. That's what I do with glass. I don't blow glass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different way to work with the medium. But I do fuse glass. I have a glass kiln at home. And once my studio is up and running, I can't wait to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I do fused glass plates. I've made jewelry. I've done crosses. And just the sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super fun.
Cool. Emma, what about you? What is your favorite type of artwork to do?
My favorite type of artwork is either going to be the still life, where you take a picture of something and you draw it.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of person who, like, needs a reference for some mm-hmm. reason.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding. And I think the other thing I like to do is, what was it called? I think it's actually the project we're doing right now, I believe, because... Like I said earlier, it's, like, pushing me to do more.
Yeah.
Because, yes, the self-portrait. Who is the person that we're doing it based off of?
Bisa Butler.
Bisa Butler, right. And what it is you get a picture of yourself
mm-hmm.
or somebody. It doesn't really matter. And you turn it to a black and white photo
mm-hmm.
and then you use, like, colors that's mm-hmm. not really regular colors, like blues, greens, and you, like... Basically change the color of the skin, I guess you could say. But
vibrant colors, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I agree. I'm having fun doing it. It's really scary, though, too.
Yeah,
it's really out there.
Yeah.
Ms. Bame, what are your goals for the art program in the future?
Well, one goal is to be able to do fused glass with all the kids. And I can do it with little kids, and I can do it with high school. So it's, you know, I'm just chomping at the bit to get my art studio done so I can do that. Also, I just want to continue to build upon all the students' visual arts skills. So, you know, when you start younger, then the next year we're doing more and more and more, so that by the time they get to high school, they already, you know, have a good foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my goals.
So what do you want your students to gain from your art program?
Just an appreciation for art.
Mm-hmm.
I know not everybody's going to be an artist. That's okay, but you can still learn to appreciate it. Just experience art processes and materials, what they're like. Sometimes it gets you out of your comfort zone, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Just have fun with it. And also to experience an art museum. I know not everybody gets to do that, but we had a really super fun trip last year to Fort Worth. We went to the Amon Carter, and then we went to the Kimball Art Museum, and I think it was a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, that seems fun. Emma, do you have any future plans to pursue in art?
I don't really know for sure, because right now I have, like, two different college ideas to go to. I could go one for psychology, so I could teach in psychology, or I could go the route of, like, cybersecurity, making video games or something, because mm-hmm. I did get, like, a envelope thing about that,
mm-hmm.
and it's only 3 years instead of 4 years to do it, so, yeah.
You could even use art in that, though, too.
Yeah, true, and because... There's a whole bunch of animation and detailing, so mm-hmm. technically I could use art if I do that.
Mm-hmm.
So this would probably really help me doing art if I go through the video game route,
mm-hmm.
or I could even use the psychology to where I can make like a project where like you draw your thoughts and ideas of life or something.
That's true.
So, yeah.
So, Emma, we asked you on this podcast because we kind of thought you have improved during this class and you've really seemed to enjoy being in this class, which everyone does, but you can definitely tell with you.
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you give to students interested in art?
Don't be afraid to, like, go further than what you normally do. Don't be afraid to learn more and just really, how do I say it? Like,
push yourself.
Yeah, push yourself. And it's okay if you make mistakes, and it's okay if everything's, like, not perfect, because a lot of my issues with art is that I have a weird brain, probably OCD, but it's whatever, where I have to, like, feel like it's perfect.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not going to be always perfect, so don't be afraid of it not being perfect.
It's kind of where the best art comes from, though, not being perfect.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
True.
Ms. Bain, what suggestions do you have for a student interested in pursuing a career in art?
Well, I made a whole list. Begin and keep a sketchbook.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be fancy. It can just be paper. You can stick it in a folder. Draw all the time, anytime, anything, big or small. Draw what you see or what you imagine and just practice. Don't be afraid to try new art processes and use a variety of art supplies. I mean, it doesn't have to be your favorite. It's okay. Just try it. You never know. If you can, go to art museums or galleries or, you know, see what they're about. Just put yourself in those experiences. And you know what? Just have fun with it. And don't be, you don't have to be so serious about it. Just have fun.
Yeah.
Because that's where you're going to learn.
Yeah. Well, Ms. Bame, I appreciate everything you do for the art program here. And Emma, I was really excited to hear what you had to say, and both of y'all. So thank y'all very much for giving me your time, and hope everyone has a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Bulldog Bar. The music is by Mr. Cordero, the editing and intro are by JP and Addy, and the scripts and interviews are by Avery. See you next time.